Good morning. Welcome to Karlsruhe. Welcome to second European State of the Map. I hope you enjoyed the conference and your days in Karlsruhe. Please have a look at your ticket name tags. You find the green ticket. It's for Mensa. It's for lunch today. And the four red points are for the poster competition. You just put the red points to the posters you like most. Yeah? Okay, I want to say thank you to all sponsors, especially to our main sponsor, Telenav, and I want to say thank you to our host, it's the Hochschule Karlsruhe, and I welcome Professor Dr. Günther Dieringer, who says some words to you now.
Yes, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to welcome you to the State of the Map conference in Karlsruhe at the University of Applied Sciences. We are very pleased to support the USM community by hosting this conference. First, I want to bring you a little bit closer to Karlsruhe as a conference city, and then I would like to show the connection between the OpenStreetMap project and our university. So it's Karlsruhe in the Change of Times. It's a small movie because next year there's a big celebration here in Karlsruhe. It was founded 1715, and next year we have 300-year anniversary in Karlsruhe. And there are some projects at our university for this celebration. Especially here, the different kind of 3D city models as well as historical 3D models. Okay. A few words to Karlsruhe, founded in 1715, and there is a very nice city ground plan like a fan. And it was copied by Washington, D.C. in 1791. It's about 300 inhabitants, and there are two highest courts of justice in Germany here available, 9 different universities with over 40,000 students, the very famous KIT, Karlsruhe Institute for Technology, with 25,000 students, and our University of Applied Science with 8,000 students. Yeah, we are here on the campus. Here in the building A, and you have registered in building B. Where's my mouse here? On Sunday, we will stay the hack day in the Amalienstraße AM, a little bit outside. And the headquarters of the GEO facilities are. Located here in the Hofstraße. In general, we have 6 faculties here at our university, and one is the Faculty of Information Management and Media, and there are 2 bachelor study courses related to GEO. One is geodesy and navigation, and the second one, where I'm located, is geoinformation management with 3 different topics there, with specialization in geomarketing or location intelligence and cartography and geomedia, as well as environmental applications. And there is a common international master study, geomatics, and it's about 50% international students from abroad, from all over the world, and 50% of German students from our university. Yeah, here is a bachelor course, geoinformation management. The three other courses are also in our faculty. One is here, very new. The traffic system information management. It's just at the interface between geomatics, informatics, and traffic systems. So all interdisciplinary together. Okay, what are we doing in our study? So a lot of keywords I think you are familiar with. The first five are in the base study in the first two terms, and then in the main study at the third term, there is the specialization, and down there are the three topics which are separated then. And the bachelor study is about 7 semesters, 3.5 years, and the fifth term is every time a practical term. So the students go to companies in Karlsruhe, in Germany, also international, from Canada to Australia, to South Africa, and work there in different institutions and at topics. And sure, we speak also about OSM, not a question, and I have a lecture in the first term. It's called Introduction to Geoinformation Management, and there I talk a little bit about different applications, as well as about the OSM project. And there are always very good examples. For example, here it's a map from Karlsruhe. Maybe you have, when you came to the university here, you have seen there are a lot of working zones because of the underground train. And since a few days, there is a very big zone. Just here in the, it's Europaplatz, no. City lines are going there, and it was just the day after this was planned, it was inside of OSM available. But there are also bad examples. So, for example, here, oh, it's not so very good visible, but it's the square in front of the Palace of Karlsruhe, and so there, it's very geometrical built from the landscape architects, but if you see this this line here in OSM, in more detail, a little bit, every surveying engineer would get little problems by heart if he would deliver such kind of sketch. Okay, but we have also some very good cooperation. So there are a lot of bachelor theses, the final theses where OSM is a topic. You see here, for example, the first one, design of automatically produced tourism map based on OpenStreetMap, together with the colleagues here from the GeoFabric. Or then also a few with 3D and OSM data. It was in cooperation with the University of Heidelberg, the GI Science colleagues. And the fourth one was, for example, together with German Center for Aerospace in Braunschweig, and so a lot of different topics which will be prepared here in this frame. Okay, but we do not always OSM, we make also some things without OSM. Sometimes it's not necessary, but sometimes you don't get all your data with OSM. So I would show you a little bit of a historical 3D city model. Why we built this? So the first point was a 300-year anniversary. The second is that we have a very good cooperation to the Municipal Cadastral Survey Administration and the City Museum Karlsruhe, where we get a lot of data from them. For example, here's the aerial images and the cadastral data, as well as LiDAR data, very detailed LiDAR data, for example, here. And also a problem with OSM data, the historical data. For example, here it's the first city map of Karlsruhe from 1834 with house numberings. You see here it was the first one, and we used this as a very important data sources as well. as documentation of old houses in Karlsruhe. There are not so much available, but only a few. And then the pictures were prepared in Photoshop that they looked very nice. And but the main point why we do this, not only for the anniversary, but that the students get the insight of and development of and application of workflow from 2D basic geodata to sophisticated 3D visualization. So the whole workflow is of interest there. And also the use of different software tools. So in general, we use ArcGIS as a GIS tool in the third and fourth term, as well as in the sixth. And if they are experienced there, then they get also information and practice in open source tools, different ones. And for example, you see here different tools for 3D construction, video, 3D city GML geodatabase, as well as 3D internet. And it grows up during the terms. It was the start in the winter term 11-12 only with the very easy SketchUp and Premiere as a video tool. Then came together the 3D city GML database. And then the student has also to work with AutoCAD 3DS Max. And in the last term, or the last winter term, we used also the SJ City Engine as a new tool for automatic or half-automatic mapping construction of 3D city models. And today, a lot of different tools are used in the different projects. And the develop workflow is that you start with 2D geodata, maybe OSM, maybe cadastral data, together with DTM and DEM data, then you can set up. The 3D editing with different tools, but then it's also important that there is a storing in a geodatabase, not only the pictures and this construction in different tools, but also the geodatabase. And then also important every time the publication of the data, as well as in form of videos, 3D PDFs, or online viewer, depends on the target group. So here for the end, an example. There's a view, left side the historical view, right side the recent view, and so you can walk through Karlsruhe like it has been in the former time. Now we have the two time steps, but it will just in this term widen to 5 time steps, 1750, 1834, then 1918, then also 1945, very important date for Germany because Karlsruhe was more or less destroyed in this time, and then the final time step from today. Yeah, that was from my side. I wish the conference interesting presentations, good talks with each other, and finally a memorable stay of you in Karlsruhe. Thank you very much.
Everybody's already leaving. Okay, I was just supposed to say a couple of welcoming words. I'm Simon. Could everybody sit down and wait a second? Wait. Yeah, but it's only going to be 3 minutes. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, dear guests, dear mappers and contributors, welcome to the second State of the Map Europe. A big thank you to the organizers, and in particular, Christine and Frederick, for putting this event together. A word of warning, though, Christine and Frederick. We all came here expecting perfection in the OSM representation of Karlsruhe and a relaxing 3 days without doing any mapping. But I've already heard that there was a hotel missing, and I'm not quite sure whether that gate that was locked yesterday evening is actually in OSM. So be careful, there might be some people asking for a refund. This year, OSM is going to be 10. I'm not sure what Steve envisioned in 2004, but I doubt he or anybody could have foreseen the tremendous success that OSM has grown to. Just think what that graph would look like if we had people with first names starting with A to L. One of the pieces of the success story is clearly the German-speaking community mapping a large 100 million population area to such a degree that we're on par with many other players and in some cases blow them out of the water. Showing that it can be done is an important motivation for mappers in other parts of the world and functions as a role model for all OSM communities. That said, one of the most encouraging developments of the last 2 years since the last SOTM EU has been the growth and the strengthening of the communities outside of Germany, Austria, Switzerland, even in the US, which I believe then most saw as a lost cause. So in 1 or 2 years' time, when the next SOTM EU takes place, I expect the local language will not be German, but I do expect that it will be mapped just as well. What remains is to wish you a great conference and a nice time in Karlsruhe. Have fun.